Hello, and welcome to the latest Get Great English podcast. Today I'd like to look at managing conversations. This is a really useful skill to master, and it will make you more confident in your conversation skills. When you're in a conversation, sometimes you want to show the person you're talking to that you're really interested in what they have to say. One way that you can do this is by giving a long answer. Maybe one longish sentence, two sentences is better, and follow it up with a question. So for example, if somebody said to me, "Mark, what kind of music do you like?" I would answer, "I love Björk's music. I love that she mixes pop and jazz and electronic music together. What kind of music do you like?" If you're not sure that you can take part in a conversation, or whether it's a conversation that you want to take part in, it's useful to just ask some questions so you can listen to what other people have to say. Something like computers or very technical areas, you know, they're topics that I find it difficult to talk about. So for example, if somebody said to me, "Well, Mark, what kind of system do you use for your home internet?" Say, "I use wireless, but I can't give you any more information than that. What are the common kinds of systems?" And then they could answer me, and I'd ask more questions. Like, "What kind of system would you recommend for me if I were going to upgrade?" Sometimes you realize that you don't want to be part of a conversation. Maybe somebody is talking about a subject that you don't want to talk about. In this case, it's very useful to just give a one-word answer. So for example, if somebody asked me, "Mark, how much is your salary?" My answer would be, "Enough." It's okay to treat this as a little joke, and just smile and be polite. And if the person carries on, just tell them, "Look, I'm sorry, I don't want to talk about this." I hope you found this podcast useful. If so, please leave a comment on the blog at www.getgreatenglish.com. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.